The VPL, visible penis line.
Visible penis line?
Yeah, there was, it in the news. Like, they spent tens of thousands of dollars making sure there was no VPL on Spider-Man's costume.
That's an awesome band name, actually. Gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody let's move. Vanilla is filled with the new jack groove. Gonna rock and roll the place with the power of the ninja turtle bass. Iceman, you know I'm not playing. Devastate the show while the turtles are saying.
Hey everybody, welcome to the 8th episode of Game Informer Online Radio. Can't
Numero
believe we actually
80.
Made Yeah, I can't believe we actually made it this long.
Nobody's kidnapped us and made us stop yet, so
love will keep us together.
Yes.
So anyways,
the room goes dead.
Well, nobody's gonna argue with that. But at the same time, family. You know, I haven't really told you guys I love you yet, so it was a little awkward.
Yeah, you don't want to be the first one in a relationship, because it's kind of like, ooh, do we share the same feelings? Am I just going to make a dork out of myself? What? No.
Yeah.
You made a good call tonight, Sean, because I love you too.
So now that nobody's listening anymore,
we do that every time.
If you didn't hear, we've got Sean and Dave, and JR is here.
Yep, the OG school, old school crew.
Yeah, if you call 7 weeks ago old school.
It's old enough.
It's 2 months. That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's more than most of my relationships last.
Yeah, mine too, actually. I've only had two girlfriends last longer than 2 months, so...
And that's all for personal hour here on Game Informer Radio.
Yes.
No, it won't.
And my feet stink for some reason. No.
So what have you guys been playing?
Someone else take this one. I'm giggling right now.
Right. Everything I own video game related is still in a box. So I pass.
Okay. Well, yeah, you get the free pass this week. So, what about you, JR?
I recently got Wind Waker the other day, and that's a lot better than I expected it to be. It's really fun. The combat has subtle changes, and it's just really great so far, although I'm not too far into it yet.
What's that? I wasn't here.
Wind Waker.
Oh, okay. I'm back now. All right.
Wait, you know, we forgot to introduce someone. Pardon my interrupting.
Yep. We've got our own fact checker, so we are just like Game Informer now. Mr. Editor Extraordinaire Coob is here.
Coob, he needs a good nickname.
But he's
nickname.
Just texting. He is...
RoboCoob.
RoboCoob.
I guess.
He's here taking notes to make sure we don't go... We don't destroy his life with 4 hours of... Garbage.
Yeah. he's
at least not like the first 7 episodes.
Right. So, okay. So now the introductions are officially out the way. I'm sorry, JR. Continue, please.
I think it was last week that I beat the original God of War.
Nice.
And then I started God of War.
Is that the HD one or the original? Original.
It's the HD version. I downloaded off the store.
Nice.
You know, I need to get those now that I have the thing that does that.
Yeah.
But, Star God of War 2, and that game, God of War 2 is just so more fun and better than the original God of War. Just everything about it is more polished, better music.
Yep, they figured it out, and they threw you right into the fire right in the beginning. And it just doesn't let up. I mean, that game is amazing. The whole series is amazing, but I actually, I think I mentioned this too in one of our podcasts. I actually like the latest PSP God of War more than God of War 3. I think it went back more. Yeah, more of what God of War 2 did well. So, anyway, I'm stealing thunder. I'm sorry.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but one thing the PSP God of Wars did that PS2 God of Wars did was worse graphics. So is that what you like?
Well, yes. It's not all about the graphics, you know, but...
I know, I'm just saying that the PS3 version has a lot better graphics, and he likes the PSP version better because they're like the PS2 ones, so...
Well, I mean,
it's a joke, I'm trying to be funny.
It's, but you're not! I'm sorry.
Ow! Sean?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm a mean person.
My goodness. You apologize.
I know.
Right now.
I'm in timeout.
Okay. JR, please continue.
Well, that's actually all I've really been doing throughout the week.
Okay.
But.
So, let's see.
Well.
Go ahead.
I guess I'll go. I've really just been playing the waiting game. This Tuesday, Portal 2 comes out, and I couldn't be more excited for that.
Again?
What do you mean?
He's still more excited. Something.
Okay.
What?
Whatever.
We're losing track. It's a train wreck already.
I've been messing around with the 3DS a little more. I'm getting pretty bored with Street Fighter. That's the only game I've had for like 2-3 weeks. Been playing that pretty much nonstop on my 3DS.
Cool.
And one cool thing I've noticed about the 3DS is that Street Fighter really just goes in with the 3D, but if you go like to the Street Pass Plaza, play one of the games there, some of the like words and stuff pop right out of the screen. So I think it's actually more of what the people who develop for are going to do with the 3D. Because I've actually taken pictures with the 3DS that make something come out of the screen.
Cool.
So.
Neat. Well, let's see. Well, this.
Sorry to interrupt. I just don't think it's all. Like at first, people were saying it's pretty much just like looking in a box or a diagram or something.
Mm.
But after messing around with it a little more, I think it's just all developers what they do with it.
Cool.
But continue.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this week, or this past weekend, me and my friend Alan ripped through the entire Final Fight trilogy on the Super Nintendo, which was really dope. And Final Fight 3, I forgot how awesome that game was, and it's really hard to find. I think it was only on Super Nintendo. But you can do all sorts of combos, even do like the whole quarter circle fireballs and all that stuff with it. So I went and purchased the Final Fight double pack that was on sale this week for $5 on the PlayStation Network, and so I've been just beating the crap out of some goons and thugs and saving Metro City and Jesse Ventura's daughter. So I miss my beat-em-ups, you know.
Well, if you want more Final Fight, you should pick up the newest Nintendo Power, because they got like a special like page dedicated to Mike Hager.
Cool. But you can't play a magazine.
Put it up on your wall.
I could do that. Just tack up, nail a magazine to the wall.
But one thing I haven't...
Just put it over your TV and, you know, pretend like that.
I'm watching the magazine.
One thing I haven't been playing this week is the Infamous 2 beta. And that's actually... I could have started a joke there. Me and Sean were talking before the show. I said I was playing Infamous 2. I could have done that again, but of course, I'm not funny, so.
Yeah, it wasn't funny the first time.
Jeepers, Sean.
I'm going to take my time out again.
But yeah, the Infamous 2 beta is pretty fun. I'm barely playing any of the missions. I'm just running around the city exploring, and that's still, like, a lot of fun.
Cool.
And there's some pretty cool Easter eggs there.
Neat, neat. I mean, I hope it's good. I mean, I wasn't too thrilled after playing the first one. I didn't go all the way through it. I was just kind of like, meh, you know, wasn't that interested in it. So I'll give the second one, you know, the old college try and see what, I might dig it, you know. It's getting some good hype, so.
Yeah, it looks a whole lot better from, and I loved Infamous 1, so, and it looks a whole lot better than Infamous 1, so.
Cool, cool.
Anyways.
Yeah. And one of the things we were talking about earlier is, you know, Sucker Punch really has yet to have their true blockbuster, I think. So I'm kind of more reserved about this than I am some of the other games coming out this year that I'm looking forward to. Because as a developer, I think they're still kind of, I don't know, they're still learning.
Yeah.
So yeah. I have high hopes for them and for Infamous 2.
Well, they're putting the right feet in front of each other and moving forward. So that's, you know. Always a play. They eventually, I guarantee, they will have like this huge, you know, ginormous blockbuster game. It could be a sequel to an existing IP or something totally new. But they're too talented to not come up with something fantastic.
Yeah, not to mention
they're just gonna wish they hadn't burned the. Sorry, Michael. I was just saying they're gonna wish they hadn't burned their Xbox bridges. I think in the future, if they ever want to go multi-platform.
Yeah, but you know, money heals all wounds. So.
I think you did that saying wrong.
Well, yeah, it's close enough.
But one thing, one thing about the blockbuster, I was thinking about what I was going to say. They're actually friends. They're kind of friends with Naughty Dog, so who makes Uncharted 2.
Uh-huh.
So if they need help, they could probably ask a little for that.
Yeah. Or do some sort of like, you know. Like guest appearance on some of their games or something. I don't know. Who knows? They'll figure
Cole's
something out.
Cole's already in Infamous. I mean, Cole's already. Yeah, Cole's in Infamous 2. Confirmed. Cole's already actually in Uncharted 2 is DLC, though. So.
Neat, neat.
Yeah.
So what do we got on the on the menu for tonight? What's the entree?
At first, we're going to talk about the games that came out this week.
Okay, this and,
games came out this
week. Yep. They don't actually look that interesting. Next week will definitely be the better week with Portal 2 and Mortal Kombat coming out the same day. There's Divinity 2, the Dragon Knight.
That sounds totally unique and original, okay.
Or the Dragon Knight Saga.
Ooh, a saga.
Patapon 3.
Can you call something a saga? When
it's the first one.
Yeah, how could you call that a saga?
It's called Divinity 2.
Oh.
Yeah, but
that's a sequel,
that
then,
part
not
a saga.
Yeah,
whatever. You needed at least a couple more
right.
for a saga. Saga's like 5.
Is it 5? I don't know.
Trilogy. 5. Maybe they're going to be the next Dynasty
It's after
Wars.
Trilogies.
Whatever, dude.
I'm going to start calling groups of 5 sagas. You know, it's like, I need a saga of socks.
I had a saga last night.
A saga of girls. No,
there's Patapon 3.
We have a saga of bad podcasts.
Yes. That is a confirmed statement. So, Divinity 2, and what's the next one?
I've been trying to say it for like 5 minutes. Patapon 3.
Yeah, you did say that. I heard you say that.
Patapon. That was Rio.
Her name is Rio? Does she dance across the sand?
No.
No.
I think this is a movie tie-in. Okay.
Yep, it is the movie tie-in of the movie Rio, which already has a movie tie-in called Angry Birds Rio, so I don't know why they had to do that.
Angry Birds Rio is awesome. It has monkeys.
I don't like monkeys.
Monkeys? We're not friends anymore.
If it monkeys rule people, then it's the worst thing ever.
I like Ape Escape though. I mean, those are different kind of monkeys. They have light bulbs on their head.
Another game that came out is called Fantastic Pets.
Hmm.
Oh, is that the Kinect one?
Not sure. I think it might be for 3DS.
Kinect or Move. It's one of those, yeah.
It's a pets game. They have... Wait, yeah. Is it an official pets game, like with a Z at the end?
No, it's not from Ubisoft. And Coop says it's from Kinect.
Okay. Coop also says he loves his Kinect.
I love mine, but it needs more games.
Yeah.
There's Lego Battles Ninjago.
Ninjago.
I'm just going to call it Ninjago.
I like Ninjago.
Ninjago's kind of...
Is that a real thing? Ninjago? Ninjago? Is that like from something?
Sounds yeah, like they, it's a line of Legos.
Okay.
It's their ninja line.
Okay, I thought it was something like how they did Star Wars and Indiana Jones. You know.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm sure it's not a licensed game.
Okay. I don't know if it was like some series of books or comics or something that I missed.
Coop is typing in the chat. Is
go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go.
I got that stuck in your head, didn't I? You have seen the Ninja Turtles movie.
Yes, I have.
Ninja Turtles movie. Yeah. There is... No,
it was fun. It was totally rad.
It was. It was rad. It was gnarly.
It was a little too raff.
Nice!
Rabbids Travel in Time. So it's the Rayman Rabbids series.
Oh, that's a... The 3DS game I was actually kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, it's a 3DS. It's like a side-scrolling platformer. It's not like the party game that the Wii had, even though it shares the same name, which is kind of weird.
It could be good. Could be something. I'll give a benefit of the doubt. I like the Rabbids. They have a good sense of humor. So if anyone can pull off a change of genre, it'd probably be them.
Well, they've already had one kind of platformer, I guess, with Rabbids to Go Home. So.
Oh, yeah.
Coop says he misses Rayman, but there is that Rayman Origins game coming out. That looks pretty cool. And I think it has co-op, so.
Interesting.
But I digress. There was Michael Jackson, The Experience for PS Move and Kinect.
About 10 years ago, the Michael Jackson Experience was something completely different.
Yeah.
Boo.
Too soon?
Come on.
We already made a Michael Jackson joke like 2 episodes ago. So old.
I wasn't there.
But, hey, it's Michael Jackson joke. It's been enough time. It's been, what, like a year? Something? No,
that's not like I'm Gilbert Gottfried.
Right, It could be a lot worse.
By the way, that sound you hear is Sean's car. He's doing this podcast.
Sorry.
I'm driving.
You're doing this while you drive?
Sure, why not?
That's dangerous.
In the mountains, in the rain, no big deal.
Don't podcast and drive.
You're going to say, okay, well, next week I'm going to do this one from the bar. How about that? From a metal club. How about, you can't hear anything.
You get punched in the face during the mosh pit.
Just be up there with the laptop.
I listen to that. Not saying I want, bodily harm to come to Ghost Pig, but I listen to him get punched in the face, sure.
Yeah, it's happened before, you take your chances, I know what I'm getting into when I go to those places, so.
And the last game we've got is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell 3D, which is a port of Chaos Theory.
I haven't played a Splinter Cell in forever and a day, at least. It's been just...
I haven't played since the original Xbox.
I haven't played Splinter Cell, period.
I like Metal Gear better. Sorry.
Yeah, Metal Gear. The replay of last week was of Splinter Cell. I was planning on picking up Splinter Cell 3D because I never actually got into the series. And I changed my mind after watching that because that looked bad.
I think it was pretty highfalutin at the time, if I remember correctly. But,
yes.
It looked really good. It just... Like, you had to stay in the shadows 24/7. If you got caught, it was game over.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Very unforgiving.
Yeah, back in the days when stealth was still pretty new and developers didn't know what annoyed the hell out of everyone in a stealth game.
Which so, I need to pick up Conviction sometime. That looks pretty good.
I'm sure they're all. You can probably find those used, like pretty really cheap. I think like GameStop's actually having like a huge blowout on the used like last generation games. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, Conviction.
This gen.
Okay, it's Splinter Cell. They got like 8 million of those, and they can't keep track of them all.
Conviction did some pretty cool things that that made me want to get that game. I just never did. I like how your objectives. Sorry. are just projected onto, like, the wall of the building you're walking next to. So they got rid of, like, the, you know, the HUD pop-up stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
So everything around, like, yeah, so, like, your cutscenes are just a video that you see, like, in the background. It's not, it doesn't interfere with your game at all.
That's
so
pretty clever.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for all the releases. The news this week is Mega Man Legends 3 is still happening.
Mega Man!
That was a good role impression, dude.
Oh, man. I love the hell out of Legends. And it's just... But, man, the voiceover of the cast, they got, they're so Canadian.
Canadian Mega Man.
It is. Nope. A boot. A
boot.
It's just, you know, it reeks of Canada. Not that it's a bad thing. I mean, I love Canada. I love Rush and Kids in the Hall and all those guys. And Bret Hart.
I was watching, sorry to interrupt, Sean. I was watching the Super Replay of Mega Man Legends. Data, like, when he talks, is that just Roll?
No, I think that's Tron, or it's one of the two.
It sounded a lot like Roll.
Yeah. Like you couldn't find another female actor to come in and do that voice. Maybe one of the bit characters, you know. But I don't know. I do like the role, the Data dance though.
Yeah, Data is awesome. If Kubask is Data in the new Peepo, I think so. I'm saying it right now. Data is better than Peepo.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. Oh, and me Data too. Is a monkey that I do like as well. So,
yeah, but he's kind of like a robot monkey. So,
okay,
he's a monkey in a toilet.
A toilet monkey.
Toilet monkey. That's okay. Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah.
There's a new Kirby coming for
Okay.
For Japan. For the DS. And that's it.
Wait, the DS? Like, not the 3DS?
Yes.
Huh.
The DS.
Why?
I don't know. Nintendo's weird.
Well, you gotta throw a few crumbs out there to just keep people interested. It's like, hey, don't, you don't want to get everybody, you don't want to alienate all your customers.
So. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. I think there's a new Wii Kirby coming out sometime this year. They announced they showed like one little snippet of a trailer that should be kind of cool.
Cool. But, I can get back to some Kirby. I like me some Kirby.
I'm just not sure why it's just coming for the DS. It's just which what you said. I guess it's just trying not to alienate so many people.
Yeah, I mean DS has a huge install base. Yeah, like ginormous. Everybody and their brother has at least two, so figure.
And then they have Kane Jibajimort.
We have Kane Jibajimort.
You're welcome for that.
Okay.
Repeat that, if you don't mind.
You kind of cut out there.
And then your friends have kids and buy two more.
Ah, okay.
I'm just going to shut up.
No, don't shut up. It's
I should have shut up. I really should have do.
You better be
sorry, I guess I was on the wrong side of the mountain for a second there. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah.
You're fine. You're A-okay, USA.
Wait, that was a yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Confirmed. Yes.
So
Roger
anyways,
Dodger.
Affirmative.
Affirmative. 23 Skidoo. All right.
Speaking of confirmed, Ocarina of Time 3D has a different developer.
Segway. We need to take a moment. Moment of silence for the really good segue. Okay, continue.
Greg would be proud. Ocarina of Time 3D has a developer that you would not expect.
I know the answer, but I'm just going to guess something else and totally stupid. Atari? No?
Nope.
I would not buy it if that.
Sega.
Sega does what Nintendo don't. A remake of Ocarina of Time.
Ooh.
No, it's a new studio. It's a new studio called Grezzo, made by the man who created Secret of Mana.
Okay. I can dig it.
I never played Secret of Mana, so I'm not sure, but I hear
that's a cool game.
It's on the iPhone. It's so cool. Anyway, continue.
I don't have an iPhone. But yeah, hopefully that turns out good.
That's all I have now.
Hopefully you don't screw up the port.
I don't think they will. I'm pretty sure Nintendo's keeping a close eye watching that, how they're handling it.
Yeah.
If they don't do well, it'll be delayed, trust me.
Oh, yeah. Nintendo's good about not releasing anything that's garbage, except for a few things. But
Wii Music?
Hmm?
Wii Music?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't played Wii Music, but I've watched videos of it like on YouTube, and it seems kind of just like weird. You know?
It's not really a game. It's more like a mess around, like a toy, really.
Yeah.
Like Mario really, Paint.
There's no point to it at all. You can't fail it to a song. It just seems weird. But anyways,
I miss Mario.
I wouldn't make an awesome segue with that, but that the news is too big, so I was going to save that for last.
Okay.
But you guys were talking about maybe Sega developing Ocarina of Time 3D, but in the other Sega news, well, not really, Mega 64 says Sonic still sucks. Did you guys watch that video?
I did not watch the video because I was at work at the time, and, you know, watching videos while working kind of is a dead giveaway that you're not working. So,
well, the whole thing.
They use headphones.
True. Yeah.
The whole thing of the video was.
Sorry, I just popping it out about that.
The Mega 64 guys went to the.
Like I said, to interrupt you.
Shut up.
He's just talking. He's driving through a series of tunnels, and the reception cuts in and out. And he's just rambling.
Hey, thanks for listening.
So what about Sega?
The Mega 64 guys went to, like, a Sonic restaurant. I quit.
We're going to get through this bit. I promise. Be strong. Be strong. Take my hand.
So the Mega 64 guys went to a Sonic restaurant, and... we're kind of using it as a metaphor for the Sonic games. And, like, they were saying that the Sonic, like, the burgers and stuff, like, even if it was a new restaurant, it still tasted like the same stuff. And even if they added something new, it still tasted crappy. Which I don't agree with anything they said. I think Sonic is cool, and I think Sonic the restaurant is cool. But I still thought the video was hilarious.
Sonic's just kind of, I don't know, I gave up after the Genesis. And I haven't really... You know, look back too much. Yeah,
Sonic Unleashed was half good.
Yeah.
And Sonic Colors was pretty good.
Yeah. But we covered all Sonic that. Our fans know. All three of them.
Us.
Hey, well, that means one of us isn't a fan.
Well.
Me.
All right, so two of us aren't.
What? I'm not a fan either, so.
I hate everything and everybody. I'm filled with hate and rage. And fruit salad.
Oh, yeah, I could have made a better segue than that. The Nintendo has released a whole bunch of release dates. They released release dates for some of their upcoming software.
That's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah. From June back. There's Conduit 2.
Are you just yelling at traffic? What are you doing?
He yells interruption.
It's like the Ace Attorney series for me right now.
I didn't know what you were saying. I hear you yelling at old ladies and segues and things.
Which a lot of stuff on the list was kind of crappy. Let's see, there's Conduit 2, which is just, I guess, a good Wii shooter that's coming out in April 19th.
Next week.
A game that probably nobody asked for and nobody thought was going to happen. Wii Play Motion, coming out June 13th.
Huh.
It's a sequel to Wii Play. It's bundled in with, like, their Wii Remote Plus.
Oh, okay, I think I've played that. Wait, that's already been released, hadn't it? Or no?
Not Wii Play Motion. Wii Play has.
I'm thinking of Wii Resort or something. Wii Sports Resort. One of those.
Oh yeah, that's Wii Sports Resort. That came with the Wii Motion Plus. This is actually a controller with the Wii Motion Plus built in.
Ooh, snazzy.
And that's been out for a while, anyways.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're releasing that now. There is Dream Trigger 3D, which is supposed to be like a really trippy bullet time shooter. Not bullet time. Like a kind of like Rez or something like that, I guess.
For the hallucinogenics enthusiasts out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me.
Which it says like a lot of the stuff, Sean. Like the power ups and stuff, are gonna pop out of the screen at you and stuff like that. So it sounds pretty cool. I might give it a try. And there's Cave Story 3D. It's coming out June 28th.
Hmm.
So. I think I might pick that up. I never played Cave Story, like on WiiWare or PC.
I don't think I've played... Oh, wait, Cave Story. No, I'm thinking of Maple Story. Something else. I don't know. Cave.
And probably the biggest reveal of that whole list, Ocarina of Time 3D, is coming June 19th.
That's almost like tomorrow.
Yep. It's almost like... Oh, wait, no, it's 2 months away.
Or 2 months. Depends on how well you sleep.
I actually said it like on Twitter. Somebody, I'm going to sleep. Wake me up in June when Infamous 2, E3, and Ocarina of Time is here.
There you go. Take a bunch of sleeping pills. Get yourself a Heath Ledger cocktail and,
Boo.
Aww.
A bunch of Rip Van Winkles.
Yeah.
See, mine was better. Mine didn't involve dead people.
You did the Michael Jackson thing earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're not absolved.
I'll just shut up again.
In other Nintendo release date news, Star Fox 64 3D has been announced for July 14th, at least for Japan.
Wait, for just Japan?
Yeah. Which it might not. It's probably not. It's probably either the same day or not too far behind in the U.S. and stuff like that. So... It'll be doing a barrel roll into stores on that day.
You can see barrel rolls?
Yeah, well played.
Who now? What? Who?
I think he said yes, he loved Wii Play.
What? No, why would I ever say that?
I don't know. You're yelling at old ladies while you're driving, so nothing surprises me anymore. I just take it like, yeah, Sean's likes Wii Play, sure.
And speaking of like...
Nope, not what I said.
I said that crappy headline on purpose. Like, have you seen the things I've been retweeting this week from that Brian Altano guy from IGN?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember him, but...
He's taking some pretty cheap shots at, journalists and stuff like that. Like, if GameSpot posts, like... Motorstorm Apocalypse revs into stores in May. They'll say, like, oh, but it's funny because it's got motorcycles in the game, and that's the sound they make. Genius.
That's pretty cute and clever, you know? Revs. Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, but he's just been doing that all week because he's like...
Waka, waka, waka.
Exactly. Thank you.
Like, if you listen to the Games Friday briefings, which I do, he says that... They're sick of all the stupid headlines that people make for stories and stuff.
You got to get some kind of, you know, creativity in there. Otherwise, you're just reporting facts. You know, I like bad jokes, you know? And that's what I excel at. So,
I was trying to say something, but I couldn't think of the right words.
I do that all the time.
You got to have a little
bit. Yep, Sean's on the other side of the mountain. And I won't be losing any sleep of that. Okay, continue, Michael.
Let's see. God, it's just so quiet without him.
Yes, no one's interrupting, like screaming out random. Wow, oh, crap! He's back.
Oh, now he's back.
The word of the day is alcoholic.
Okay. In other 3DS news, Super Street Fighter 4 has shipped 1 million units. So good for them.
1 million units. That's, hey, that's Whoopee! A million of them. I got nothing.
A million eunuchs? Did you guys say a million eunuchs? I can't hear real well.
Unit.
Units. Kind of like David Bowie's unit in Labyrinth, you know?
Which I believe that's worldwide.
Who?
I'm pretty sure that's
world. Are we on like a 6-second tape delay with Sean or something?
Probably.
I think you are. Ping.
Yeah. Are you there? Everything is catching on fire.
I'm here.
I believe that fire. That is why.
Unix.
Shut up. I believe that's worldwide sales. Or ships, I mean. Because if they've shipped 1 million copies and there's only, it's like the 3DS sold like 400,000 units in the U.S. So if they've shipped that many, that means they must have sold like 400,000. That means they've sold every single, they've sold a game for every single DS bought in the U.S.
Now is that million, is that just domestic or is that world too?
The 3DS one, I think that's U.S.
Okay.
But the Street Fighter one, I'm pretty sure that's worldwide.
Oh, okay.
Which, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's a good percentage.
Which, the 3DS sold that many, Street Fighter ships that many, so let's...
Yeah. Sold and ships, two different things.
Yeah. Shipped is sold to retailers.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, speaking of Street Fighter, Captivate was going on this week. We should talk about that a little.
Capcom's little,
Yep.
Doohickey thing.
Event.
Their show and tell.
They revealed some pretty cool stuff. There was Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. It's coming to retail and as DLC.
They're falling into the same trap as before.
Yep.
Okay.
So now that Street Fighter is finally back, they can run it into the ground again.
Yep. good job, Capcom.
But at least it's coming out for DLC.
Yeah.
So, and, they didn't announce if it was coming to 3DS or anything, but Rich, the Nintendo editor at IGN, asked, Yoshi Ono, if it was coming to 3DS, and he gave, like, a hey, and then a retweet.
Whoa.
So, oh, so maybe it'll...
Wink,
maybe,
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Hey, have a nice nap?
What? I haven't been napping. I've just been politely not interrupting since there's a delay.
I don't think there's a delay.
Yeah, I don't really think there's a delay. Oh. I think you're just weird.
Really? you're just saying I'm slow.
I don't know if you're slow. You're just yelling out random things while you're driving.
Unix!
It sounds like someone with Tourette's working the drive-thru at Wendy's.
So anyways, it may be coming to 3DS in their update. Maybe not.
I apologize. This is so much fun for me. You have no idea.
Oh, no, trust me. I know. I have an idea.
Me. Not fun for me, and it's not fun for Coob either. I'm sure. Let's see. Frank West returns in Dead Rising 2 off the record.
Frank West?
Yep. He's covered Wars, you know.
That's what I hear.
So it's like it's kind of like a director's cut or a reimagining of the events from Dead Rising 2. So
then we should definitely get some Frank West up in that I was going to say bitch, but not bitch. up in that thing. Up in the club.
So it's pretty much what if Frank West was there in Dead Rising 2 covering the story.
Oh, why stop at Frank West? Let's get some other what-ifs in there. What if Mega Man was in there?
That would be awesome. I'd play the heck out of that.
I mean, Capcom's got a lot of characters. What if, what if Strider was in there? That'd be awesome.
What if Ken from Street Fighter was there?
Yeah, there you go. You can just, what if Trojan was there? Hurt my back reaching for that one.
What if Proto Man was there? Oh, wait, he was there, kind of.
What if the Canadian Mega Man was there?
Mega Man!
And do you guys want to talk about anything else from Captivate? That's all I wrote down. That's all I really wanted to talk about. Because Ajura's Wrath looks really weird. And, Dragon's Dogma, that DD game we were talking about last week. That looks kind of weird.
Yeah. I'm going to wait till I get some more beans spilled on those. Yeah. Before I have anything substantial to say. As if I've said anything substantial this entire episode or the previous ones ever. So. Lost Sean, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
He drove his car off a cliff.
He's online. You should try calling him back.
Oh, okay. He's back?
Yeah.
Let's see. Hang on.
So,
there we go.
So, who likes Black Ops? Call of Duty Black Ops.
I like Blops.
Please don't say that.
Okay. I like Black Ops.
What?
This Ooh. Is the worst episode what? We've ever done.
Juju! Ooh! This is the worst.
Hold on for 3 seconds. This is what you guys are talking about?
We're talking about Black.
Oh, crap. I lost Michael. Oh, goodness. He's in there cursing up a storm in silence.
I thought I got kicked off, to be honest.
Well, you did for a minute. No, you didn't get kicked off. No. You just got dropped because you live in a mountain cave.
Yeah. I'm in God's country, and nobody out here gives a coup about their cell phone signal.
True.
So the Black Ops, the Escalation map pack, comes out on May 3rd.
May 3rd?
Yep. That used to be an important day. Until it got delayed again.
You mean, Duke?
Talk about Duke, man.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
All you have to say, like, delay, the word delay is synonymous with Duke. It's interchangeable, you know. You can be in the airport and it's like, you know, flight 381 from Atlanta has been Duke Nukem'd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that was actually one release date on that list that Nintendo gave out. Like, a Duke Nukem game was coming out for the DS. The original DS. Sometime.
How?
It probably isn't actually coming out anyways.
Probably not. We're never going to see a Duke Nukem ever again. I'm convinced. It's all just a joke. They're getting their jollies by toying with us.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's one way to get jollies, I guess.
You can, well, you know, it's... Sure, why not?
Let's not go there. Michael, continue.
Continue, yes. My mind wanders to dark, dark places.
So is anyone actually going to buy the map pack?
No.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. So in Called It news, Brink is coming out 1 week earlier.
Wait, who is what?
Brink.
Brink, okay.
Yeah, that is really smart of them. Yeah. They were going up against LA Noire, and that's not a good idea.
No, I'm not.
And remember, in the first episode, we totally called that.
Woo!
Did we? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, go us. High five, team. Teamwork makes the dream work. Yeah. Awesome.
Cube says he wished Portal 2 would come out 1 week earlier.
And dude, that would make sense. Going to like
out now.
Yep, it's supposed to come out if you go and play Steam games. Because Valve is doing a thing where if you play a whole bunch of Steam games, like indie games, they'll release Portal 2 early.
Hmm. Yeah, but you have to, don't you have to buy those games?
Not unless you own. If you already own them, you could just play them.
Well, yeah, if you already own them, but if you don't already own them, then you have to spend like an additional... I'm guessing about $40 to hope the game comes out like what?
3 days early.
3 days early. Yeah, that's not a solid bet, but you know.
Good thinking though, Valve.
Yeah.
Good. Yep.
There's probably going to be tons of people who actually do that though. Is buy a whole bunch of the games.
Yeah.
Just to play Portal 2.
Yeah, but or you can just. Like,
I would have had a little thing called money.
Yeah, money's a good thing, and I like having $40 extra whenever I can, you know, as opposed to waiting 3 days for a game, you know.
Which, the sad part is that it's only coming out early on Steam, so...
Hmm. Well, yeah, they can't really just like, well, tell UPS to hurry up, you know.
Well, I mean, not like that, but they could raise the street date early, I guess, so you can go in a store and they'll have it for sale.
Yeah, most retailers probably already have copies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it in the back, which means after they close tonight, no one's going to be in there.
Hmm. Sean, you saw how much
stuff in games. I still have a ski mask for a reason. I knew it!
There you go. Let's go steal things.
Legally.
Game Informer Online Radio does not condone stealing things. let's see.
Smurfs.
We're stealing Smurfs.
The Alan Wake developers, Remedy, has plans to beat L.A. Noire in animation with its new project, which I hope...
Which we won't see for another 8 or 9 years.
Yeah. But I really hope that's Alan Wake 2.
Could be, or, you know, they might be trying something totally different, but...
Bad.
It should be bad, yeah. But...
Because they left Alan Wake on a cliffhanger.
But, I mean, that's pretty, from what I'm seeing of L.A. Noire, it's looking pretty, pretty tip-top, so it's a bold claim there, guys.
Especially with Alan Wake, because the animation in that just wasn't really that great. Like, you had the lip-syncing was off.
Yeah. Well, that's always the hardest part, getting that synced up, you know, and animated.
Yeah.
People had the most difficulty with that.
And Alan Wake looked a little like he was running underwater when he ran.
He might have been underwater. It might have been... Maybe that's the cliffhanger. Everything is flooded.
Spoilers.
It's like Waterworld with Kevin...
Oh, Costner. He's in the lake! I get it!
With that, I'd like to apologize to some people because last week I accidentally spoiled Red Dead for a few people. And Dean called me out on that. I just wanted to say I'm really sorry if I spoiled Red Dead for you. And in the comments, you could spoil something for me. I was planning on playing Singularity. Spoil that for me.
Okay.
I will read it and I will comment. And if you want to get revenge on me. You could spoil Singularity for me, and...
It was all a dream there.
You were the one that saved Stalin.
The butler did it.
Okay.
Right, okay. We have a message from Coob here.
He asked if he can interrupt us.
For 1 second. And we say...
No.
No.
God,
but anyways... Oh, no, you can interrupt us, Coob, but hurry up and type. What do you want to interrupt? Just
out with it, man!
Type louder.
Type faster and type louder.
Harder. Sweatier.
Faster.
Bigger.
You missed the spot.
Racer.
Interruption!
Breaking news. Breaking news from the land of Koob. His gamer score on Xbox spells boob.
Yay!
That's, stop the presses.
That's important for everyone. Wait, how did you get 8 points?
That is a good question. I mean, I have like a weird 3 in there, but not a...
Did you get an achievement for like Halo 6 points? Or like,
that's 3 kind is of not a 8 move. Though.
Yeah, it's 5 kind of plus 8.
Oh, five yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense then.
I mean, 5 plus 3.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. For some games, you get like 10 points just for turning it on.
Yeah, true.
Simpsons game, press start for 20 points.
Mm-hmm. Fight Night 3, do anything, get 100 gamer points.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, you can get that in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, so
by pressing B a whole bunch. So, anyways.
Other news.
I could have jumped on the Portal 2 ship. The Portal 2 writer says it's the best single-player Valve game they've ever done.
Really?
I hope he's right.
If he's right, this is a pretty spectacular game, because Half-Life 2 and Half-Life 2 Episode 1 and Episode 2, those games are on my short list. You know what I mean? Like, Half-Life and its sequels were pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking single-player games.
Uh-huh.
So,
and plus, he said the co-op is comparable to Left 4 Dead.
Man, they're just like, I think what he's doing is just like making you think about, it's like, oh yeah, all those other games that they have for sale on Valve, I should probably go get those.
Yeah, I never
planting seeds.
What is this all about?
What is who all about? A boot.
Team Fortress. Boot?
A boot?
A boot?
A boot.
Kaput?
Kaput.
So,
Not boot?
There's actually only three more pieces of news until we get into the huge news.
Let's do it,
man. I'm not wearing pants.
So Koob is probably happy. The PS3 exclusives, PlayStation 3 exclusive case, excuse me, is coming for L.A. Noire. I think that's kind of lame.
Exclusive case?
Yeah, like a...
Like a
not snap, a briefcase.
Like a snap case
like a
for the game?
Like a mission, not a briefcase.
Oh, a case. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. I understand now. That is kind of lame.
Yeah. And plus, they're doing like the whole thing, like if you pre-order it from every other place, you get a different case.
Now that's lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're just making more cases exclusive for people, which is kind of lame.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the same developer that just released all the Red Dead Redemption exclusives as DLC, so...
Yeah, the pre-order. They're probably going to do that with L.A. Noire, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll see this stuff available for some cash eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at first, you know...
Suck it up.
Yeah. Be a man. Yep. Deal.
So,
So that's that.
Yeah, that's that. Do you guys like Super Nintendo?
Who doesn't?
Well, you can now take your Super Nintendo on a go with a third-party portable SNES coming to in summer.
Well, yeah, I did see that thing. That thing looks pretty dope and snazzy.
Yep.
So
here's the catch, though. How are you going to find SNES games?
eBay.
I have a ton of them right here that I really wanted to play.
Right
but
here,
I,
right now.
eBay, yard sales, Goodwill. There's a bunch of like local like retro game stores. Usually around a college town.
There's pawn shops.
Pawn shops.
But I have a bunch of Super Nintendo games that I used to play all the time that I have right beside me, but I don't have all the cords for my Super Nintendo.
That's so. Also what you can find that on eBay as well.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, all the games I would want to play, like, say, Chrono Trigger, or Final Fantasy.
Yeah, you're going to be paying out the wazoo for those.
That, and it's on the DS. So yeah. What's the point?
True.
I could download them from the PlayStation Network and play them on my PSP.
Yep. That's one thing. Most of the games you want to play, which most of the games I want to play, like, I want to play, like, Goof Troop and stuff that wasn't released, for download.
Yeah.
So,
Was Star Fox released for download?
Nope.
Yeah, it's got that FX chip in there. That causes emulation problems sometimes.
But you wouldn't know because you don't use emulation.
No. Well, no. Emulation is fine as long as, and having ROMs are fine as long as you own an original copy of the game.
Ooh, see, now this is a different debate altogether.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I feel. But anyways, if I ever got that, it would probably just be to use as a regular Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I wish Sean, I get to interrupt you now, so take that.
Face!
Well played.
One thing I would ask you, Sean, if you still worked at Game Informer, was if you could
beg... Oh, man, answer the insult.
if you would beg the guys to do a Goof Troop replay.
I should beg them for that anyway.
Yeah. But they won't listen to me. Because Tim, on the Quackshot replay, Tim acted like he didn't like Goof Troop. So...
What?
Who doesn't like Goof Troop?
Have you guys actually ever played the game?
That's, no. But it's Goof Troop, you know?
I saw the movie.
Pete? Great bunch of guys. Hearts of gold, I tell you.
Okay. So, Blizzard posted a job opening for a new and unannounced game.
Ooh, what do they need? Because I'll go work.
I didn't look.
If they need a bass player, I can come and I'll apply. Need a bassist, Blizzard?
Do the soundtrack.
Real bass for food.
Yes. Do you need a cute guy to come stand around and look sexy?
No. Well, you're going to be a model for the next hero.
Oh, yeah. I need to get an agent. That's...
So that's
anyway.
That's all.
What I was going to say before I so rudely interrupted. Stop it. Before we get too far away from it, I really want you, Michael, to write down that ROM discussion because I would love to debate that next episode.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Somebody write it down. I want to debate that. Okay.
Discussion.
Continue. I apologize for all of the interruptions that have made me laugh during this episode. Continue.
You guys, you want to debate that right now? We probably have time.
Well, I mean, it depends. No. This could go into a big thing, you know.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll start out next week with it. That way, if it goes super long, we'll just have, like, a special edition episode.
Hey, Coop says go ahead.
Ah, well, Coop's in charge, so.
We got the green light, so.
Okay, and then we'll get into the really big news this week, and then we'll probably round it off the show.
Sounds like a plan.
I don't feel like it anymore. Let's just finish the show.
Okay.
Tease you.
Ubisoft says it's ready for new consoles, and they're getting that with Nintendo has announced an HD console.
Watch it be just an HD Wii. Like, it's just a regular Wii that now has HD in it.
No, the reports are saying that it's going to be... The reports are really mixed. It says it's either going to be as powerful or more powerful than a PS3.
Now that's... well, I mean, at the rate technology multiplies, it's like rabbits. So, yeah, it could be possible, you know. PS3 is what?
5 years old.
5 years old? Six, maybe?
Yeah,
so. It should be very easy for them to do that. Nintendo was just waiting for the HD TV market to get bigger because at the time only like 20 or 30% of homes had an HD TV. Now it's flipped and it's like 70%.
Oh yeah,
so.
Yeah, like tube TVs. You can't sell them. You can go on Craigslist right now and have pick of the litter for like $20 or $30. People just can't get rid of them anymore because everyone switched over.
Yeah, I got I got like a huge old one of the old projection TVs. It's like one of the first HD TVs Toshiba made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 60 inches. It's one of those huge ones that's on wheels.
Oh wow!
And yeah. I got it for $300.
Dang.
Nice.
So
dang.
I'm using standard definition TV.
You can get. I'm just agreeing with Ghostpick here that you know you can get those old TVs, even the big and kind of nice ones, super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Nintendo was waiting on. They wanted to wait for like Vizio to come to be, because there was no cheap, you know.
Yeah, they wanted the price. They wanted to make it have it affordable for you know your average Joe, which right now these HD flat screens are dirt cheap, you know, brand new. So.
I wouldn't be surprised if they went back to just normal controllers again. Now that their competition is trying to catch up to the motion market, just make them look like goofballs again by dropping it completely.
Well,
I mean,
actually,
always seems like Nintendo is ahead. So
that's pretty much what they're doing. It says like some of the reports are really mixed. Like they're saying like the controller is going to be standard, kind of like it's gonna be made like the GameCube controller, but not in build, just like how it's made. You know, understand like it's gonna have like two control sticks or two analog sticks. I mean, a D-pad, bumpers and triggers. I'm thinking it's probably gonna be something like an Xbox 360 controller.
Hmm.
But it's gonna either come with or have motion control in the controller, so like you could play backwards compatible with your Wii, and it'll probably have stuff like some games will probably have stuff like that.
Now I heard I think it was Andy McNamara was doing some Twitter posts earlier today saying something about the controller is going to be like $99.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the reports that are coming out for it. I don't believe that, but then again, they're saying it has like an HD screen built into it. So,
well, if that's the case, then I could see that. But
yeah.
They better make those things durable and sturdy, and you know.
And it better come with like two.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They'll probably just pack it with one in the box, because that's
you're
jumping the cost of the whole new system, you know, up $100. So.
Yeah, but still, I mean, if you want to, most people want to play. Which, then again, if it's only coming with one, well, I guess I shouldn't say that, because the Wii came with one controller and one nunchuck, and that doesn't have online at all.
Yeah.
Really.
But it did come with a game, though, which is
Yeah, they need to start, like, everybody, which I guess that's kind of what they're doing now, with Kinect and Move and all that, and the 3DS. If they come with games, that's the best.
Oh, yeah. It's like the old school Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis. Always had pack-in games with the consoles. You know.
Yeah, when did that stop?
That was around PlayStation 64 era.
PlayStation?
Yeah.
I was going to say, PlayStation. 64 didn't have a pack-in?
No.
Nope.
Because I remember I went to the Toys R Us to go buy a 64, and I was like, what do you mean it doesn't come with a game?
You know? You could buy pack-ins with it. There was like special editions with pack-ins with it. Like there was Donkey Kong and stuff like that.
Or when it first came out, you know, it was just...
Yeah, it was just there.
It's like, you got nothing, you lose.
That's right, I had forgotten about that.
Yeah.
And PlayStation 2 and Dreamcast, they didn't have one. Xbox, well, I guess Xbox had Jet Set Radio Future.
They released, well, I'm talking about like on launch day, you know, having a packed game.
Oh, I didn't get an Xbox at launch, so I thought that was always in there.
No. It was always just at launch. It was just you know you get the machine, you get a controller, and then
you gotta buy a game.
Yep, have fun with it. Burn some CDs while you get more money. So.
Well, at least you know, like the 3DS, it didn't have a pack-in game per se, but it does have a lot of good software.
Built-in
you can
software.
Use. Yeah,
like Face Raiders and the AR games. Those are pretty much the pack-in games.
Yeah.
They're just built into the system.
Yeah, actually the Sega Master System had, or some versions, had a game built into the system, hardwired in there. And that shut the room up.
I have nothing to say on that subject.
Yeah, so it's like I'm just, you know, random trivia, you know, skills that don't pay the bills. So.
So what do you guys think? Do you think what would you want to see a new console?
As far as a new, like what Ubisoft's saying, or
well, pretty much. Then I was before Nintendo announced, like Game Informer announced Nintendo's new console. Mm-hmm. I was gonna talk like, are you guys ready for new consoles? But now that there's actually one that's gonna come out, I'm just gonna ask you guys, are you really ready for it now?
Well, as far as a sequel to the Wii, yeah. But as far as a new Xbox or PlayStation, no, there's still a ton of life left in both those systems.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. One from Nintendo, absolutely ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Microsoft and Sony think they've just started, you know, round two with their machines. So
yeah, with all the peripherals that are coming out for it. And now that the developers are really starting to get comfortable behind the steering wheel and making games for it, it's about to hit its stride. I don't even think it's hit its full stride yet. So,
which the reports that it's more powerful than a PS3 and Xbox 360, that kind of scares me a little, because if it's more powerful, then that means they're better, and then Microsoft and Sony don't want that. So they'll probably release their new consoles, which means we all have to pay $1,000 again.
I don't know. They have to have something already ready to go, you know.
The Jaguar and the 3DO were more powerful than the Super Nintendo, but you didn't see those take off either. So.
Ah, point. Very good point. Yeah. And same thing with Dreamcast. You know, that was. I'm wondering if Nintendo's releasing another tween system, kind of like the Dreamcast was, you know, where it was.
If they could find a success with that, I mean, that might be a smart move. Instead of trying to go toe-to-toe with Sony and Microsoft,
yeah,
maybe cut their own niche.
Yeah, but if they're already making comparisons, you know, to the power of the PS3 and stuff, it's like, no, maybe they want to get back into the ring. Who knows?
Yeah, but if they're releasing it now and say they don't release one, like when Sony and Microsoft release their next consoles, then they'll just be behind again, just like the Wii.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like same thing that happened to Dreamcast. It was just, you know, guy got lost after once PS2 and GameCube and Xbox came out.
Yeah, but I don't think Nintendo's going to make the marketing mistakes that Sega did.
Nah.
Nah.
I mean, they're already not. I mean, think about it. I've already heard more about the mysterious HD Nintendo console than I did the Dreamcast.
True.
Yep. It hasn't even been announced yet.
Yeah, exactly.
It hasn't even been confirmed yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know this news, these leaks and rumors, most of them get started by the manufacturer or developer themselves.
Oh, so. Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Like, NGP, they're saying it's really powerful. Like, before it was announced, they're, like, Mortal Kombat developers and stuff were saying all that.
Yep.
And,
All it does is drum up sales for themselves. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Does you no good by sitting on an ace, you know?
And I mean, think about it.
If we're going to invest time and money on developing for this brand new platform, this launch title, you know, you're investing in the success of that console.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, I'm off my soapbox now.
Oh, no. Well, you know, so the console's going to be a success, especially Nintendo, just from their first-party titles alone, you know?
A lot of people, like, even, like, Dan Reichert from Game Informer, he'll probably buy it just because he'll be able to see, like, new Mario Galaxy or something in
there. Yeah. It's going to be new Zeldas, new Marios, new Mario Karts, Pokemon.
Zelda, I could see a good, you know, Donkey Kongs I could see, but... I mean, I just don't know how well Mario translates into a higher definition than it's already got. To be honest.
Yeah, it's almost a moot point. The only thing that you can do with it really is kind of keep the resolution the same. You know, you won't have to improve hardly anything, but just make the game, like, you know, exponentially bigger. You know.
Make the world around Mario, you know, give more definition to that. But Mario is a cartoon character. You don't need to You know, they don't need to go any more realistic with him than he already is.
Yeah, he was too realistic in Smash Brothers, so in Brawl.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually agree with that. I had to watch Brawl for 30 straight hours, so.
Which I actually thought that was that, like, at first I thought the trailer, when I first saw the E3 trailer, I didn't watch that E3. I didn't start watching E3 till like 2008. So that trailer, when I first saw it, I thought it was fake. But anyways,
a lot of people did. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm glad you finally let that go. I'm finally, you can start the healing process.
The truth will set you free.
Yeah, after 5 years after the E3 trailer, I finally realized that was real.
Come here. Give me a hug. Come on.
Better late than never.
Let it out. Let it out.
Hug like a man.
But IGN says that Nintendo will actually give out some, like, kind of like they did with the 3DS. They'll say, hey, this exists. This is what it can do, and you'll see more at E3. So that's what IGN says, that Nintendo's going to announce what it does and stuff this month.
Well.
So that should be cool.
They owned E3 last year. They're primed to do it again this year.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have much competition last year.
Yeah.
Kinect did move last year.
Kinect did not look that good at E3 last year. And Sony was better, but they still had a lot of, like, move. They could have taken that out a little more.
Yeah.
I think Gabe Newell coming out on behalf of the PlayStation was huge.
That part was awesome. When GLaDOS started talking, I got goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. it's only 4 days away.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait.
It'll be here sooner than you think. I'm actually more excited about Mortal Kombat. I mean, I love Portal to Death, but I like blood and guts and fire trucks.
I can't stand fighting games, so I'm not in the same camp as you.
I can't stand the way Mortal Kombat, their last generation fighting engine, it was kind of like clunky, but hopefully this will be a-okay.
Have you played the demo yet? I beat you to it.
Dang. No, I haven't, and thank you for reminding me. I knew that was something I was going to write that down. MK Demo.
I wish the demo had an online. That would be cool.
Maybe it does.
I'm glad it doesn't. Bad enough against the computer. I don't want to see what some kid's going to do and then laugh at me. I don't like... My ego is bruised enough.
Mine too. I suck at fighting. Well, not really. But it depends on what controller I'm using. If it's on a PlayStation controller, I'm pretty good. But Xbox, nah.
D-pad.
Even the D-pad on the Xbox is just... Nah.
Yeah.
What about the new D-pad?
Even the new D-pad. Well, I haven't played on the new D-pad, but everyone tells me it plays just like the old D-pad, except it's a little bit bumpier.
Yeah, it does. I was just kidding.
Well, then...
Yeah, the Madcast controllers, they have a better D-pad. They look like they have a better D-pad, but that thing sticks.
Yeah, I have one of those Madcast controllers, and it's just... It's teasing me. It's just maddening.
But it looks like it'll work, and you play it, and it doesn't.
No, it's bunk, total bunk.
Cats.
So, what else is that? We got. I know we got some. So, do we have any birthdays to announce or anything like that?
No, that's
Ben Hansen.
Ben.
Yeah. Apparently, Skype. Like before we started the show, Skype told me that Ben Hansen is having a birthday, not sure.
Wasn't he supposed to be on the show this week?
Yeah, Annette and Ben were supposed to be on the show this week, but Annette was really busy with work, so... And actually, Reiner pulled a Lowry on us, because he was supposed to be on this episode, too.
I learned from him.
I might have scared him off once I was confirmed to be on the show, too, so... Dave's gonna be on there? Hell no, I ain't gonna be on there.
Honestly, I think it was just too hard for them to hear my voice again so soon.
Aww.
Aww. Way to depress everybody.
I bet they don't miss me at all. I bet they've like started throwing parties in my old office.
I don't know. They've already had the website shut down.
Yeah, when they announced
up. the other day.
Yeah, yes. Really? Yesterday when they announced the new console. Yeah. That thing shut down fast.
Well, good for them, because that means they're getting a crap load of traffic, so.
So who took up your slack over there? Some new guy?
There's nobody in the Minneapolis office. You may or may not know, but GameStop headquarters is in Dallas. And so there's a couple guys on the IT team there. Okay. Joey Guerra is he's been on the site a couple of times, so you may have seen his name once or twice.
Yeah, and his weird avatar.
We were working together, and now I've pretty much doubled his workload. So if you're listening, Joey, I'm sorry, but
nobody's listening.
It's okay.
A long time.
So they haven't replaced me, so to speak, yet. And in fact, I don't know what they're going to plan to do, because it was hard to be the only IT person 800 miles away from, you know, where your servers are and things like that. So
yeah,
they need people in that office to help them, but maybe not like a full fledged developer. That was my recommendation to them, and I don't know if they haven't replaced me yet because they're trying to restructure things, or just, you know, it's only been 2 or 3 weeks, and it took them months, even after I had interviewed, to get me started. So,
hey, any IT guys out there might want to get your resume
C-sharp,
ready, just in case.
Yeah. C# ASP development, and you've got to be very savvy with the front end stuff, so HTML, CSS, preferably the new ones, CSS 3 and HTML5.
And you have to look good in spandex and leotards.
This is part of the interview. So be prepared. They do have a casting couch.
It's like the combine for the NFL. You know, they'll judge you.
Practice your 40.
Mm-hmm. Get your vertical up.
Can you dunk on Andy? That's the big question.
Now I'm thinking of that cover. So
that's what I was immediately too. So.
Yeah.
I wasn't, but now I am.
And now everyone else is too. So anyways, mind control.
How long have we been going?
I don't know.
Way too long.
Master Koob.
This show has been going on way too long, period.
Just in general, not just this episode. It's
8 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact we made it past episode 2 is shocking.
About 1 hour and 20 minutes. We're right on that mark.
Yeah. But it's not like anyone's going to cancel us.
That's true. That's the good thing about not getting paid to do anything. Yeah,
you don't have to worry about being stopped.
Right.
Unless we all get banned from the site.
That's not a problem for me.
Well, we could always just move into TV after that. You know, just
you know, I was thinking, this would make a pretty awesome morning show, if there's anyone out there. You know, I'll go down and dirty. I'll do AM if I have to.
I can get up at all times of the morning or night, and you know.
Yeah, I'm willing to, you know, work in the afternoon.
Yeah, I can come in some kind of. We should probably all be in the same studio, I would think, though.
Yeah,
that would help.
Okay, so any TV producers out there, if you're listening, I'll send you a headshot.
G4.
G4.
Excuse you, young man.
G4 can get rid of that 20 hours of cops they've got.
Or if a Game Informer wants to break into the TV business, you know, I'm just saying.
They have a studio that has yet to be broken into, so.
I can break into anything.
There you go.
I have bolt cutters.
I've got that mask, so. But no, they added it shortly before Nick left, and that's almost a year ago now, so.
Oh, that's kind of a rotten trick to pull.
and they brought in Ben to start shooting actual Game Informer shows, the literal term of the show.
Yeah.
So
why haven't they jumped on that, man? That's
They'll get there. They'll get there.
Hint, make this Game Informer.
The same guys that are recording the replays, the same guys that are doing the super replays, also have to write at least 10 pages for the magazine every month, too.
Well, hey, look, here's a group of people right here doing this podcast that doesn't have to write anything. We can just do TV
hint,
show
hint,
after
Game
TV.
Informer. We can do this podcast. People, you can put it on the homepage. People, 5 people listen to it. You get $5 from ad revenue.
Heck, yes.
We could do that. You know, you might have to move back to Minnesota, Sean, but, you know.
Nope, not in the cards.
Okay.
I'm back in the dirty south, and I'm staying.
Food better, at least?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay. That's what I heard about Minnesota. They boil shrimp in water. Just water. Crazy people.
I actually kind of envy you, because you live in Cajun country, so.
Oh, yes. We know how to cook some food that's really, really bad for you and make it even worse. But it's so delicious.
Well, everybody in the South is that way. You can't cook without butter.
Oh, yeah, butter, lard, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Cisco.
Right.
We should probably close out this episode.
Coop, you can edit out probably a chunk of that last...
like the last 8 minutes or so.
Yeah. Coop gives an emphatic yes.
Cisco.
Cisco.
Crisco. Not Cisco. It's Crisco.
Cisco, that's right. They're the supplier company.
This episode brought to you by Chick-fil-A and Crisco.
Brought to you by Cuervo Tequila and People Magazine. Both induce failure and delusion.
And lemonade.
And lemonade.
I wanted to announce something, but then I realized it is kind of stupid.
Go for it. No one's left anyway. It's an empty crowd. Empty room.
Good point.
Cricket.
Yeah.
If you watch the new Super Replay, you at the end, the code for like watching the whole thing was Canadian Mega Man. So that kind of inspired me to write a spoof song of Weird Al's Canadian Idiot, which is a parody of Green Day's American Idiot, which is a parody of America. So in turn, I am writing a parody of a parody of a parody.
And you're going to perform it for us right now live?
I was going to perform maybe a little of it. And maybe debut it like on the 10th episode once I get the whole song written down. Shut up, Coop.
Should we hit mute?
I'm not doing it now.
Aw, come on.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Pretty please?
Nope.
Coop's writing something. Aw.
See, Coop's the boss. Let's see what he does.
See? Oh, there you go. See? Some positive words from Coop.
Well, now I'm nervous.
Stage fright. It's okay. It goes away after the first couple chords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst thing that can happen is that we will make fun of you till you die for doing this.
And that you will be remembered forever, and they'll put it on your tombstone.
The lyrics to the song. The lyrics aren't that bad. I'm scared of my singing.
Have you heard Nirvana?
Too soon! Just kidding. Just kidding.
No, I've heard Green Day, which is what the song is based off of. So I guess I'm sing crappy.
Creed.
I guess I'm sing crappy.
Yeah,
Creed
sing
Jesus.
This at the
Rebecca Black. I guess I'm sing crappy.
Stop
interrupting me.
Hey, Billy. Okay.
I guess if I sing crappy, it'll just be just like Green Day, so.
Go for it.
Hey, get your bass ready.
Oh, let's go. The bass, I don't have it here with me. It's at the studio.
What about your acoustic guitar?
That I have. Let's see. Hang on.
Can you play, like, the chords of American Idiot?
I've never tried because, well, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, well, you know what? I just don't feel like learning that song. I'm sure I could figure it out, but, you know, the Coop would, like, he would walk out the room. He would quit on us because it would take me a little while.
Fine. Do a cappella.
Coop doesn't care. He's given up all hope.
We need other people doing that. It can't be me and Dave singing a cappella and me singing it. That just doesn't work.
Oh, well, I have to pee and it's getting late, so see you guys later.
You're in a car.
Damn.
No, Coop, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not going to... I don't feel like playing guitar tonight anyway. I played it all week. Okay, so let's... How about we just wrap things up? How about put a nice little bow on this...
Fine. But one thing, I was just gonna sing like the first couple of lines, I guess.
Do it, and I'll learn the song for next week. How about that?
No. I was thinking of doing like an actual kind of recording, like with lyrics. I mean, with lyrics and music. I was planning like to do it to the 8-bit American Idiot tune, so it sounds like Mega Man. Like Cube, if you can, I'm gonna ask Cube right now. Cube, can you edit in like when I'm singing? Can you edit in the like make it perfect with the beat to the 8-bit American Idiot? You can't.
I can do it. That's no problem.
Okay then. So
all you have to do is just send me the oh wait, okay, now Cube can do
it. Now he can do it.
Now all of a sudden he remembers how to work the computer.
Okay, so I'm going to sing the first couple of lines. And I'm making a fool of myself. So,
best.
Here I go.
Go!
Don't wanna be a Canadian Mega Man. Don't wanna say I've been kicking tin cans. The Vaughn family's got nothing on me. But this world is a weird sense of velocity. And that is a reference to the Super Replay.
Need two more mothers in there.
Way to drop a bomb, dude. Cube.
No. That was actually pretty good. We're gonna have to bleep out that F-bomb in there.
Yeah, I like singing. I don't like my own voice, period, anyways, so.
Have you heard Nirvana?
100 times better than what I was.
So was it actually good?
That was good.
Okay. First, you might need
a 1 second pause, so I thought you were just singing that. That's just the first line, and that was it.
No, I was actually just singing the first verse, I guess. Whatever. So, I'm planning on writing the rest of the lyrics. Hopefully, you know, maybe I can get Ben Hansen. He'll be on episode 10. That's probably when the song will be finished. We'll probably play that as the outro. Maybe I can get Ben to play it, like, during a montage of Super Replay. Maybe he can make a video out of it.
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
Hint, hint, Ben.
Well, gentlemen, podcast world, my bladder
is full.
Good night.
We are done.
We are?
And we are out. Don't want to be a Canadian Mega Man.
I'll get to it eventually. So, all right, let's do a mic test real quick since we got everything working. Ish.
So, Sean, we were talking about Spider-Man. Every time I see like the new movies, like the movie pictures and stuff like that, I'm sad.
Okay, so Michael's mic works.
Start a conversation so you guys can talk.
Okay.
What is it called? Like, it's like the
Amazing Spider-Man.
No. It's the the VPL, Visible Penis Line.
Penis Line.
Yeah, there was it in the news. Like, they spent tens of thousands of dollars making sure there was no VPL on Spider-Man's costume.
That's an awesome band name, actually. That's
Visible Penis Line.
Invisible penis line. Alright.
You're gonna kill Coop.
Like a bird. Feels like the very first time.
There you go. That's a number one summer jam right there.
Sean covers Madonna, everybody.
I'd buy it.
Yep. That was the first thing that popped into my head to do.
Some Madonna? That's probably what you had on deck.
I'm probably not going to do very well tonight.
Do we ever? Is that...
No.
Right, so... You set the bar low, and then you don't have to work as hard.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm taking off my pants.
Go for it. We really need to do one like live streaming with video so we can see Sean in his undies for the ladies.
After some of the comments that were made back on episode 5, the last one I was on, I'm surprised you had mentioned wanting to see streaming video of me. We did talk about me wearing, you know, feminine.
Oh yeah, things. That's right. Our little brothel male transvestite entrepreneur business thing.
By the way, I still haven't heard back from those clubs in the French Quarter. You told me you'd give me an opening gig. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I've been slacking on my end. I'm sorry. I'll call my friend Blair, see what's up.
So. Nice.
This episode is probably going to suck because I'm actually thinking about singing, so.
Well, sing then.
On the last episode of the Super Replay, Ben mentioned, Dan started saying, Mega Man said Bean instead of Ben, and Dan said Canadian Mega Man.
Oh, yeah. That is totally Canadian voiceover. That. He even says a boot in one part of it.
What's the say a boot?
So.
Canada.
I started actually writing lyrics, like a spoof of Weird Al's spoof of American Idiot. So it's called. I'm writing like a parody of Canadian Idiot.
So it'd be Canadian Mega Man?
Yeah, exactly.
He just wears like a hockey mask or something, and I don't know what are Canadian stereotypes. I really don't know.
Naughty hat, maple syrup,
Naughty heads,
bacon, Canadian bacon,
kids in the hall,
which we call ham.
You're right. That's about it.
That's all I got. The maple leaves.
Coob is asking, wait, are we recording?
No, we're not actually recording, are we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, God, dude, come on.
Why did you give him that power? You should have known that.
I can stop and start again. This will be an outtake. We'll... This will be an outtake. This will be the blooper reel.
Yeah, this will be at the end of the episode. Okay, because Coob is actually timing us. So we should actually start off the episode, right?
Wait, hang on. Let me stop this one. This will be the blooper reel, and then I'll start a fresh one. So,
okay.
All right, hang on 1 second.